Hello and welcome to Radio Old School Opens New Doors. Attract sponsors for your show. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. In this series, I'm sharing strategies I use to differentiate my podcast and generate revenue by adding broadcast radio to my distribution. This is the concept I'll be presenting live as a speaker at the PodFest Expo, January 2026 in Orlando, Florida. If you'd like to join me there, check the show notes for a link to get discounted tickets. You can find more resources and information at my website, dscottsmith.com. Now, let's get into today's episode. In the world of project management, there's a famous iron triangle: scope, schedule, and resources. You can only pick two. D. Scott here. Welcome to episode 3, and today we're talking about why the devil is in the deadline. I'll be speaking January 2026 at the 12th Annual PodFest Expo in Orlando as a part of the monetization track. I've got a link to discounts on tickets in the show notes. In podcasting, if you release your episode on Tuesday at 4 p.m. instead of Tuesday at 9 a.m., few will notice. In radio, if your show isn't ready by airtime, you get dead air, and dead air gets you fired. When you commit to radio, time becomes the least flexible point on that triangle. Scope, which is the quality of your show, is next. You must meet the station's technical requirements and your personal values. That leaves resources as the only flexible point. Unless you have a massive budget to hire a team, that resource is you and your time. This means you need a production schedule that is set in stone. You need time to record, time to edit, time to fully produce the episodes, including promotional trailers, and time to upload to the station's FTP server. Here is how I survived the deadline pressure: templates and music. Radio programming is strictly defined. My show must conform to the time the station allocated, down to the second. I use pre-formatted editing templates in my digital audio workstation. The intro is set. My sponsor segment only changes once a month. That's prepared and inserted into the template. The show closing is preloaded. I know exactly how much time I have for my edited show content. I also use licensed music. If a segment runs a bit short, I extend the music bed. If a segment runs long, I can fade the music earlier. Music provides the flexibility that the clock takes away. This may sound stressful. It's liberating. It forces you to be a professional. It forces you to stop tweaking the edit forever and just ship the work to the radio station. You're never really finished production. Time releases the episode. And when a sponsor knows you hit hard deadlines every week on a real radio station, they know you are reliable. Next time, we're going to talk about the magic trick of my media kit and how I use Google Ads to provide tangible metrics. Navigate to my website, dscottsmith.com, to learn more and find links to my shows. I'll see you on the airwaves.